Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. It's a short chapter, but very deep in meaning and something that affects many people almost on a daily basis. Chapter on the prohibition of jealousy. So, Babu Tahreem al-Hasadi. The chapter on the prohibition of jealousy. Now, what is jealousy? Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi, he starts off by giving the definition of jealousy. And then he goes on to explain ayat of the Quran Sharif, one ayat of the Quran Sharif, and then the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he explains the definition of jealousy. وَهُوَ تَمَنِّي زَوَالُ النِّعْمَةِ عَلَىٰ صَاحِبِهَا سَوَاءٌ كَانَتْ نِعْمَةَ دِينٍ أَوْ دُنْيَا. Jealousy is to desire that someone that has a bounty, whether it be a worldly bounty or a dini, religious bounty, to desire that that person be deprived of it. So it is the desire that a person that has is enjoying, either he's enjoying a dini bounty or he's enjoying worldly bounty. It's either dini or worldly bounty. But that person that is enjoying the bounty, he must be deprived of that bounty. This is what hasad is. So this is the definition of hasad. The person Allah Ta'ala has blessed him. Sometimes a person may be blessed with wealth. Sometimes a person may be blessed with children. These are bounties of this world. Or sometimes a person may be blessed as far as his business is concerned. Sometimes a person may be blessed as far as his beauty is concerned. All these are worldly ni'mats. Or sometimes a person may be blessed as far as his deen is concerned, his ilm, his knowledge of deen is concerned. Now, one person desiring that this be removed, it be taken away from him. He must lose it. He shouldn't be having those ni'mats. This is what hasad is. So it's very important to understand the definition, then we will know what will be hasad and what won't be hasad. What will be classified as hasad and what won't be classified, once we know the classification of hasad, of jealousy. So the first ayat of the Quran, قال الله تعالى أَمْ يَحْسُدُونَ النَّاسَ عَلَى مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ. Allah Ta'ala says, or are they jealous of people because of what Allah Ta'ala has given them of His bounty? Surah Nisa, this is mentioned. Jealousy was the cause of the first sin in the heavens. What was the reason of the first sin that took place? It was jealousy. And the first sin on earth, this was the first sin in the heavens that had taken place. Allah Ta'ala had created such a great person that we have been commanded to make sajda to him. Now, Shaitan couldn't see this, that this was a person that we were commanded to make sajda to. And now what it caused him to? Disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He thought he was the greatest. And jealousy sets in the heart that this can't be. So the first sin to take place in heavens was because of jealousy. And the first sin to take place on earth was also because of jealousy. Qabil killed Habil, Adam alayhi salam's two sons, Qabil and Habil. Qabil killed Habil due to jealousy. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Iman and jealousy cannot combine in the heart of his servant. Iman and jealousy, this is mentioned Ibn Hibban, that Iman and jealousy cannot combine in the heart of his servant. So the hadith of Anas radiallahu anhu quoted in the previous chapter is also applicable here. And then this first hadith, an Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, Iyakum al-hasad, fa inna al-hasad ya'kulu al-hasanat, kama ta'kulu al-naru al-hatab, aw qala al-ushb. Rawahu Abu Dawud. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, beware of jealousy, because jealousy devours good deeds just as fire devours wood. Or Rasulullah sallam said, as fire devours dry grass. Both things, fire, it engulfs it, it eats it, it burns it very, very quickly. So like that, jealousy devours good deeds. If we want to protect our good deeds, like how we want to protect our wealth, we're going to take care of wealth and gold we've got, etc. We want to protect it, we put it in a safe, somewhere where it is safe, somewhere where there is no exposure to the thieves, etc. So like that, if we want to protect our amal and protect our good actions, then we have to protect ourselves from jealousy. This is how dangerous this jealousy. This hadith explains that jealousy destroys a person's good actions as fast as fire burns wood or fire burns dry grass. It is a fact that in whoever's heart the flame of jealousy burns, he is always at pains to see harm and disgrace come to one that he is jealous of. If this does not happen, then he tries to extinguish the flame by backbiting about him. He doesn't see this person losing those ni'mat that he wants him to lose. Then what he ends up doing? He ends up backbiting about him. And now when he's backbiting about him, what's happening? He's destroying his own actions. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us. The jealousy destroys or devours good deeds, just as fire devours wood or fire. Or Rasulullah said, fire devours dry grass. So what happens now is the person starts making ghibat. And this ghibat is a thing that now we're taking our own good deeds. Imagine, our own good deeds, and we're sending it to who? We're doing an EFT, a transfer, to the person that we are jealous about. So now there is some steps that the person picks up and finds that he's got jealousy in the heart for a certain person. So what should one do to try and combat, to try as an antidote to get rid of the jealousy that he got in the heart for a certain person? There are a few steps that we've got here, 7 steps. Inshallah, if we follow these 7 steps, then we'll find that there'll be great benefit in terms of quelling, in terms of repelling and extinguishing that flame of jealousy that's in the heart for anyone. So one who is gripped by jealousy should seek to purify his heart of it by engaging in the following. Number one, strive to be the first person to make salam to the one whom one is jealous of. Person may be jealous of someone, be the first to make salam to that person. Number two is meet him before going on a journey. If you're going, for example, the person may be going for Hajj, may be going for Umrah, he's going somewhere, he'll go and he'll meet that person before leaving. This will help to quell that jealousy that he got for that person. Number three is give him a gift. Jealous of the person, give him a gift. All these things go against the nafs. The nafs doesn't want to do this. Jealous of a person, you want to see the person losing that favor that Allah Ta'ala has given him. So, the nafs finds it very hard now to go and give that person a gift. Something that is very difficult. Number four, praise him in your gatherings and meetings with others. Now here, this is talking about jealousy. Don't confuse that person got so many children. I don't have so many children. Look, all his children have become hafiz. How I wish that he didn't have any children. He doesn't get all that recognition because his children are hafiz or they are so handsome. So person has got that desire. He's not talking about a person that is doing wrong openly. And now because of that, one person is staying away from another person. This is genuine. A person has got jealousy because of the person got some worldly ni'mat or he's got some deeni ni'mat. Now we are jealous of the person. So if it's only because of that, then praise that person in your gathering. Because there's no harm in praising that person. Because you're only praising him, not because he's got any open qualities. Otherwise, to praise a fasiq, a person that is openly sinning, person that is openly promoting wrong, that is very wrong. Why? Because the person is now promoting a fasiq. It causes the arsh of Allah Ta'ala to shake when a fasiq is being promoted. So we have to be very careful of this. Yeah, you're praising a person not because he got any open bad qualities. It's because you are trying to quell that flame of jealousy in your heart. So you praise that person in your gatherings and meetings with others. Why? The heart wants to make ghibat of him. Now to extinguish that, what you do is start praising that person in your gatherings, etc. Number five, invite him for a meal. If you get the opportunity, invite the person for a meal. Number six, make abundant dua for him. Make abundant dua. The nafs wants that his ni'mat must be gone. We make dua, Allah Ta'ala increase him in his ni'mats. Allah, give me also. Make dua for yourself, make dua for him. So make dua for that person. So this helps now to put a flame over that fire of jealousy in the heart. And number seven, prevent others from speaking ill of him. Other people are speaking ill of him. Prevent them, stop them. Don't speak ill of this person. All this now helps to douse off and put off that flame of jealousy. May Allah Ta'ala give us also the tawfiq, keeping this heart clean. Heart will get upset for dini reasons. There is no problem. But it must not be for any personal reason. Any personal reason, we got jealousy, hatred, envy. Whatever Allah Ta'ala has given him, be happy with that. What Allah Ta'ala has given us, we be happy with that. In one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam gave a prescription to become the richest man. How a person can become the richest man? Who doesn't want to become the richest man? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a very, very easy prescription to become the richest man. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَرْضَى بِمَا قَسَمَ اللَّهُ لَكَ تَكُنْ أَغْنَى النَّاسِ. Then be happy with what Allah Ta'ala has chosen for you as far as your financial bracket is concerned. As far as what Allah has chosen for you in this world, for all, whatever ni'mats they may be. Be happy with what Allah Ta'ala has chosen for you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Takun aghna nas, that you will be the richest man. Richest man. Imagine, what a simple. Otherwise, the richest man is still desiring more and more. He's poor. So, ulama explain, what they explain, the richness and poorness got nothing to do with the person's balance sheet, with the person's bank account, with the person's currency and cash he's got under his bed. What it got to do? It's got to do with the quality of the heart. A person is rich in the heart. He doesn't even need to look to see what his financials are saying. He doesn't need to look to see how much money in the bank. He doesn't need to look to see what offshore accounts he's got. A person has got that happiness, contentment in his heart. He is the rich person. Otherwise, a person that got all these things, you have to keep checking. But he doesn't have that condition of the heart. He is like the poor person that is always desiring. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us a shortcut to become the richest man. How? Just be content to do what Allah Ta'ala has given us, and we got that quality of richness in the heart already without going through that whole chakra of working and earning and tiring and killing ourselves unnecessarily. The person has got that quality in the heart of happiness. He's got already what the rich man is aspiring for, and that is the contentment of the heart. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.